The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up on Life Today.
Well, Karen and I began our marriage broke.
Pastor Jimmy Evans shares how they overcame their financial struggles.
We did everything wrong. We were in credit card debt. We just had all kinds of problems. But riches doesn't necessarily mean, you know, millions of dollars, but it means more than enough to do what God wants you to do in your life.
Discover God's laws for financial blessing to experience more than enough. Next.
Thank all of you. We welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to be able to share with you. I want to show you something right here. More than enough, God's plan for your financial peace and provision. It's interesting that right here is a penny. By the way, it has the portrait of a very truly great man who really loved God, Abraham Lincoln. Above it, it says, "In God we trust." Sadly, too often people trust in what this represents, money, rather than the God who not only provides for us, yes, even the wherewithal, the money, the jobs, the opportunity, but also the direction and guidance so that we know how to manage it and not let it manage us and then mismanage us. And that's what happens to far too many people. We are going to be sharing with you an opportunity to find out how you can have more than enough, because God has promised to give you the direction, the wisdom, and the oversight so that you can manage what He entrusts to your watch care. Listen closely to this incredible promise. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul is talking to the Corinthian church about putting God first in all areas. Matter of fact, they were so twisted that he did not even want to come to them and ask them for something. So he earned his own way so that he would not appear to be depending on them. And he said, you know, this really wasn't best. You need to understand that learning to give and learning to share is a very important part of your life. And then listen what he says to those who will receive and heed the message. God loves a person who gives cheerfully, not who gets all the time, who gives life and love. And yes, resources. In other words, you notice someone outside your world and you make a difference. That's light piercing the darkness. God will generously provide all you need. And then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. God's plan for your financial peace and provision. God's promise to take care of us. Betty, we've got Jimmy Evans with us. And his marriage and family seminars are fantastic. He's been here many times. But he teaches on finances and financial resources and management to couples. Would you welcome Jimmy Evans to Life Today? Jimmy, good to see you.
Good to be with you. Thank you, Betty. Good to be with you.
Jimmy, couples really need to learn some things about how to manage their financial affairs. And God has really blessed you and Karen and all you, not only in the churches that you've pastored and led, but in this incredible marriage and family seminars that you've taught and your television program. Right. Give our viewers some insights that would help them.
Well, Karen and I began our marriage broke. I mean, we were completely broke. I made $600 a month. I made $7,000 a year for the first several years that we were married. And we never had enough money. I mean, we were just, and poverty's a curse. If anyone believes that there's anything blessed about poverty, they've never been there. but we were there. And interestingly, James, when I made $600 a month and we had a new baby and we were about 21 years old and Karen was a stay-at-home mom, we went to church one Sunday and the pastor read that verse and he was talking about giving. It infuriated me. And I thought, listen, buddy, I feel a lot more sorry for me than I do this church. And if you want my money, you got another thing coming. Well, Karen, though, liked that preacher and liked that message, and she wanted to give $40 to the church. I mean, I just thought, I married a crazy woman, you know. And It transformed our lives. I want to talk about some principles, if I could, on this program.
Please do.
Because this resource that you have here, More Than Enough, thank you for letting me be a part of that. I love to, I love to talk to people about money and about God's blessing, because Proverbs 10 says, it's the blessing of the Lord that makes a man rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. You don't lose your health, your reputation, your family. But riches doesn't necessarily mean, you know, millions of dollars, but it means more than enough to do what God wants you to do in your life. The opposite of that, or the alternatives, are not enough, and that's a curse. What a curse to live your life not having enough, or just enough. And if I just make one little mistake, I blow the whole thing. More than enough means we're taken care of, and we can take care of other people. And that's everyone's dream. I know that you have that dream. But also Psalm 35 says, God takes delight in the prosperity of his servants. What kind of an evil parent wants their children broke? I mean, you have to be evil to want that. And God is the best father in the universe, and he wants all of his children blessed. I truly, when Karen and I got married, I had a poverty spirit. Our family didn't, we weren't in poverty, but we were next door to it. We just fought for everything we had. I just never thought I'd really have or ever have very much. And I probably would never have had very much if God wouldn't have gotten my attention and began to teach us the financial laws of blessing. And one of them, the first law of financial blessing, is the law of ownership, that we can't own anything, is that the earth is the Lord's and all it contains. And that's why when that preacher, when I went to church that Sunday, the preacher said that we couldn't own anything. And I thought, well, I haven't owned very much in my life, but that's my Mustang sitting out there in the parking lot. And don't tell me I can't own anything. He just offended me. And he quoted Billy Graham. And Billy Graham said he'd never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul. And I thought, well, that's just disrespectful of dead people, A. And B, I'm going to be buried in my motorhome with all my stuff, you know, just because you said that. But it shook my world when I thought, what do you mean I can't own anything? But you don't know a 200-year-old person who has anything. They've all gone to be with the Lord, or they're dead, and all their stuff is here. And you can't own anything. And that rocked my world. It's the first law of financial blessing is for us to get to the place where we say, God, you entrusted all these things to me, and I'm responsible to you. And so that was the first thing. Karen wanted to give the $40 that day to the Lord. And she did. And I'm telling you, our world was changed. When we began to give, James, and I did not believe, when she gave that first gift, I did not believe that it would do anything other than drive us in the poorhouse, because $40 to us was like 4,000 to other people. But when she gave it, we didn't get any checks in the mail. My income didn't go up. I'm telling you, I saw God move. And I'll say one other thing to everybody watching right now, that you've got to get this resource now that they're offering. But I'm saying, I know God because of giving. I know God. Not through reading my Bible alone, that's important. When we gave, God became my Father. And I saw Him begin to provide for us and do things for us. I didn't know that God knew me that well. And that sounds kind of funny. I just thought there are a lot of people in the world. I don't know how well He knows me, so I'm on my own. I got to take care of myself. When we began to give, actually Karen began to give. But when Karen began to give, I saw a loving, personal daddy take care of every little need. That's what Jesus said in Matthew 6. He said, you can't serve two masters. You can't serve money and God. You need to serve God. Wherever your treasure is, there's where your heart is also. And that's where Jesus in Matthew 6 keeps using the word Father, Father, Father. Your Father knows all of your needs. Your Father knows everything about you. Your Father will take care of you. Well, I'll tell you what, when we began to recognize God's ownership and began to give, I met my Father, God.
When Jimmy's talking about the finances, that nothing belongs to us, if you'll understand that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and we lose ourselves in Him, we become an overseer, a trusted overseer, a steward of what He has entrusted to our watch care. So He really is the owner, we're the overseer. But the people who have the most fun are people who manage a property for somebody and live on it, and they get to enjoy it, and they don't have any responsibility. We're just taking care of it. In a sense, that really is. I mean, that other person's got all the responsibility. When we understand that God is really the one who gave us the ability to oversee, but He's the owner, then we don't have that possessive feeling, I've got to possess it, and it won't possess us. Because we've lost our life in Him, lost our resources in Him, everything is His. He lets us manage it. He lets us enjoy it, but He also lets us share it. He'll let us multiply and increase it, but he doesn't want it to consume us. So when people get that, they've taken a real big step into liberty.
You bet.
And freedom.
Well, Proverbs 10, the scripture I just quoted earlier, the blessing of the Lord makes a man prosperous, and he adds no sorrow to it. All you need is God's blessing. Well, if you were managing someone's property and they showed up and you said, what are you doing here? And they said, well, this is my property. Well, no, it's not. You get off my property. Well, do you think they're going to bless you? You think they're going to reward you for taking what is theirs? Well, when we take what belongs to God, we forfeit the blessing. He loves us. He desires to bless us. But when we give to God and when we pray about decisions and when we understand that we are stewards and managers, it honors God. And then God knows He can entrust more to us and He blesses us. So the very first step, and I'm telling you now, this rocked my world. And I know some folks watching right now that they're, you know, they may be stretched by what we're talking about. I'm telling you, God wants to prosper you. God is your best friend. He's your daddy in heaven. He can't wait to give you more. But the very first thing that we have to do is to acknowledge Him and invite Him.
You know, in the teaching series, and by the way, these two sessions that Jimmy teaches in More Than Enough, he deals with the laws for financial blessing. And that's basically what he's touched on, just introduction to it. That's all we can do is give introduction in this time frame. You know, we're not Oprah, even though she's retired. We don't have her 1 hour and all the people paying for that hour all over the world. So we have a brief period of time. What we want to do is show you the hope and offer you the help that can just enable you to revamp everything. And Jimmy, you then talk about reversing the financial curse. What do you see there?
Well, I know a lot of people...
Just to highlight.
Okay, a lot of people get in a hole, and we were there. Karen and I were, you know, we were just in a financial hole, and that's the analogy that I use, whether they jumped in or somebody pushed them in. And some people have done everything wrong. We did everything wrong. We were in credit card debt. We just had all kinds of problems. But other people really have been victimized by this economy. You know, when the economy went down, they lost their job through no fault of their own. But whatever has happened, they find themselves in a financial hole. And I just give three simple steps. And I want to say, I hope that everybody gets this resource because the two full teachings mm-hmm. of the five laws of financial blessing and reversing the financial curse, about an hour and a half worth of teaching, my teachings are in here, plus a whole lot more. And so, but the three things I tell people about reversing the financial curse is, first of all, get rid of the shovel. You know, when you're in a hole, it's called the law of the hole, get rid of the shovel. And what dug it? You know, what dug that hole? Well, one of the things that digs the hole is the lack of honoring God, the lack of, you know, honoring God's ownership or whatever. Another one, though, is a lack of diligence. The richest man in the history of the world wrote a book. His name is Solomon. It's the book of Proverbs. And in the book of Proverbs, he shares every financial secret that made him the richest man in the world. That's why people ought to read a chapter of the book of Proverbs every day. His number one secret is diligence. He says the diligent hand will rule. The diligent shall be made rich. If we want to be prospered, we need to be diligent with what God has given us. And so that's one of the you have to honor God. Get rid of the shovel. If you're not diligent with your money, if you're not a good money manager, one of the CDs in here is on budgeting and being a diligent money manager. And so being diligent in that. So get rid of the shovel. What mistakes are you making? Is there, you know, do you have a debtor's mentality? Do you have a get-rich-quick mentality? Some people are just not faithful with money. In other words, they don't regularly save. They don't regularly do the right thing faithfully. They're always trying to get rich quick. And the Bible says that he who hastens to get rich will not go unpunished, but he who is faithful will be blessed. And so those are just a few of the things I talk about in there that dig the hole. But here's the real one I want to talk about, is the second step of getting out of the hole is taking the hands above the hole and letting them help you out. And there are always two hands that are there to help us out of the hole. And the first is experts. We've never had the financial information today that we have. But I want to go back to Solomon for just a minute. Is Solomon was the richest man in the world because he was the most teachable man in the world. God came to Solomon one day and said to him, Solomon, ask me for something. I'll give you anything that you want. And Solomon said, God, give me wisdom. And God said, because you didn't ask for money and because you didn't ask for a long life or the lives of your enemies, I'm going to give you wisdom and I'm going to give you everything you didn't ask for. Wisdom precedes wealth. And every wealthy person I know, James and Betty, is teachable. The wealthiest people I know are surrounded by financial counselors. People who are chronically broke won't even read a book about it. They won't get any help about it. We are surrounded with more financial information in the day that we live in. This resource that you've got here is a lifetime worth of information. It will change people's lives.
It is the hands above the ditch, the pit, the hole you've dug in.
I really lift you up. I pray that people that are watching will get this resource, because I'm just telling you right now, it's life-changing. It's marriage-saving. This is a resource, because I've got some of this material in there, but I know the others that have the materials in there. And your book, James.
Right.
I'm just telling you, you've done such a phenomenal job of putting this information together. I love sharing what I have to share, because it's our story. And we experienced the heartache of always having lack. We were in the hole. But we're not in the hole today. We're blessed today. But you have to grab the hand. You have to get help. Getting help is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of wisdom. And you find Phil Mickelson, you know, one of the greatest golfers in the world, has his coach standing next to him all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, the most successful people on earth are the most teachable people on earth. But people who chronically fail will not learn. The other hand above the hole is God. And Jesus said when the Holy Spirit comes, He'll lead you into all truth. And all truth means all truth. That means that when we're going through something, when we have a difficulty, God is not against us, God's for us. He can answer every question. He can tell us which house to buy. He can tell us which car to buy. He can tell us which job to take. He can tell us which major to choose in college. Ask God. Get financial help and ask God. And the third law is get away from the hole. You know, is don't live on the edge all the time. Mm-hmm. Downsize. You know, that if the house you live in, debt creates stress that robs the joy of life. It doesn't matter how big your house is. It matters how happy you are in that house.
That's right.
And when you have a huge house payment and when you have debt, too much debt, what it means is whatever you're living in and whatever you're driving, you're not going to have the joy of it, because the stress takes the joy out. And the issue here is not living within your means. You live under your means.
Absolutely.
Live in a smaller house. Karen and I lived in cracker box houses. We drove old junky cars, and some of our best memories are those times. And I'm glad we don't do them anymore. But we were blessed in those places because we were living within our means. So people need to downsize. They need to save money. They need to have a savings account. I think that every person needs to give at least 10% of their income to the Lord. And they need to then save money. And if you're giving and saving and living within your means, you get away from the hole and you live a blessed life.
You like what you hear, and you appreciate what Jimmy said. Sometimes wisdom really does come knocking on the door. And that is what we're doing right now, because God put it on our heart. We've learned some things. You know, Jimmy referred to the book, True Prosperity. It is inside this package with the CDs. Here's the story of my life, basically, and how God has blessed me with true prosperity, more than riches or wealth, but is living richly and living a life that's full of the wealth of the joy of the Lord that all the riches of the world can't buy. But God doesn't hinder us from gaining and succeeding in life. Here is the story of the product of a rape, no father, lived in poverty, didn't even have an address, lived in the alley or back on the dump or back on a river. But God set before me adversity and life. I chose life. I chose blessing. And I've been diligent all my life. And God blesses that diligence. This is part of the series. Let me just reference some of the others that are here. You're going to hear from Dr. Caroline Leaf, who talks about the difference in the way men think and women think and what is actually different in the brain, so that you're not just different spacey-like, you're actually different in a healthy way to balance everything. And you've got to see how necessary each other person is. Robert Morris from The Blessed Life, teaching on breaking the spirit of mammon and am I generous. I just heard Robert preaching on The Blessed Life at our church after he had already taught it here and taught it earlier. I said, it is so awesome. I said, Robert, we got to go all across the nation with this message. What do you mean, we? I said, I'm going to help you go all over the country with it. It is so great, it transforms. Well, we've got basically the insight that will help you right here in the series. And Jay Richards, Money, Greed, and God. We have made an enemy of the wrong target. We're targeting the actual potential to create wealth and prosperity in which everybody can be blessed. We're making that the enemy because some people abuse it or become greedy. What Jay shares is absolutely awesome. Creflo Dollar has got an insight, and I'm going to tell you, some people pigeonhole him in the wrong place. He's not defining prosperity by so much stuff. He is showing people how you can come out of the pit of despair and defeat and not be dependent upon any source other than God, and how you can get your feet on solid ground. We want to send you more than enough because that's what God wants you to have. If you will simply do this, and I'm going to ask you to do it. It's basically what we're talking about. Be generous. We have just heard from the missionaries that we've got an incredible threat on children below 5 that are going to need special emergency nutrition. That means intravenous feeding. That means they're going to need powdered milk, sometimes sugar and water. They're going to need something to stabilize them, and we need over 400,000 meals. And those little emergency feedings cost 50 cents each. Well, it didn't take me long to compute that. We need a couple of $100,000 immediately, not something we'd thought about. So here's what I ask you to do. You simply make a gift to help us help others, and we're going to send you more than enough. If you'll make a gift of $100, let me show you what we want to send along with the book, along with the teaching, the CDs. With all of these lessons, we're going to send you Money, Greed, and God, one of the most important books I think you'll ever read. Who Switched Off Your Brain? Understanding How the Minds Work. And then many people have come to me and said what Rabbi Lappin shared out of the Old Testament as a Jewish rabbi. He has 7 children. He and his wife are blessed beyond measure. He says if people could only understand the Word of God, the principles of God, the truth of God, unshakable. And many of my friends have said, James, I have so highlighted in this book that I wish I could read the whole book or at least every highlight to every person I get around. What would it take? Well, we're asking you, make a gift of $100. You think about how many of those nutritious meals we'll be able to get out for that. We want to send you something that will enable you to be blessed, to have enough of the blessing of God to be able to meet other needs, legitimate needs. Ask for the material. Just say, Lord, give me wisdom. I believe we're offering you a real answer to the prayer that you've been praying. God, show me the way. And these gifted communicators and teachers are joining together to help you. I pray you'll ask for it.
In recent weeks, we've seen more and more young children under the age of 5 coming to our life centers, clinics, and feeding stations. Most are severely malnourished, requiring special care to properly feed them. Mortality rates are quickly on the rise, and it's a need that certainly cannot be ignored. With your help, we can provide an additional 400,000 emergency nutritional feedings that are specially formulated for children under 5, including powdered milk and intravenous feedings. At a cost of 50 cents per meal, your life-saving gift of $25, $50, or $100 will help provide 50, 100, or 200 emergency nutritional feedings. With your gift, we'll send you More Than Enough, a new dynamic 8-part audio teaching series that will show you God's plan for your financial peace and provision. Also included is James Robison's insightful book, True Prosperity. With your gift of $100 or more to help provide 200 emergency feedings, you may also request these dynamic books, Thou Shall Prosper by Rabbi Daniel Lappin, Money, Greed, and God by author Jay Richards, and Who Switched Off Your Brain by Dr. Caroline Leaf. Finally, as a special challenge, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide 2,000 emergency feedings, and you may also request the Back by Popular Demand as the Deer bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online today at lifetoday.org.
There are different levels of malnourishment I see in the children here. 20% are malnourished. 10% are severely malnourished. Children under the age of 5 have a weaker immune system, so when they suffer with malnutrition, it increases the chances of them dying.
James and Betty, I'm in Central America right now with the mission team, and we visited a clinic today and talked to a doctor who basically just reached out to us asking and saying that he so desperately does need emergency nutritional feeding program at his clinic. And what he is experiencing is much like clinics around the world where we're ministering. So I'm bringing the plea of doctors like the good doctor here and other doctors and other clinics that we're wanting to support with our emergency nutritional feeding program. So please reach into your heart and make the best gift you can when you go to the phone or go online and help us fight the good fight for these precious children under the age of 5 who so desperately need this emergency nutritional feeding.
I am praying that you will ask for the material more than enough, for $100 for the 3 extra books. That'll be such a blessing to you. So many of you have written, you've called the prayer line, you've said, pray for us. We've got some real financial challenges. We know the nation does. There are financial issues all over the world, but we start the solution right at home. We're offering As the Deer Panteth After the Water, the beautiful bronze, actually one of the most requested bronzes that we've ever created. And we know many people are saying, God, I need your blessing. I need you to touch my life in the areas of my need. You touch someone else and you'll be amazed at how God focuses his attention on the areas of your need when you meet someone's need. Join with Betty and me in saying thanks to Jimmy Evans for being with us. Jimmy, you and Karen are such a blessing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. There's Jimmy Evans' website. You want to know where they're on television, when you can see that program, or be in one of the seminars, go on that website and you can go and attend a seminar.
Tomorrow on Life Today, Dr. Caroline Leaf explores the differences between the male and female brain when it comes to dealing with money. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.